coming up on your handmade, homegrown, all-natural, free-range radio at 7:30. It's Voices from the Edge, talk radio with today's host, Dave Marza. His guests are Medea Benjamin of Code Pink and Global Exchange and Kate Heald of the local Code Pink group. At 9, Per Fargerin sits in for Teresa Mitchell on Press Watch. He'll discuss Israel and Palestine. At 10:30, Dave Marza is back with the pilot show, Oregon Issues. His guest is local attorney Dan Meek, talking about public power and campaign finance reform. At 10, it's DIY Portland with Julie Sabatier. Today's show features highlights from the recent 2006 village building convergence and interviews with city repair members about reclaiming public spaces. And at 10:30 on Art Focus, Tom Kramer, guest host with part two of a program with Greg McNichol. And be sure to stay with us at 11 a.m. Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman comes up. Thanks very much for listening and have a good day.
The community calendar for Thursday, June 15th. The City of Beaverton presents a free lecture series entitled The Forum of Beaverton, Connecting People and Ideas. The third lecture in the series takes place tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. and will feature Ron Suppa, Tribal Council Chairman of the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs. Tonight's discussion will be about Oregon's urban and rural issues from a tribal perspective. This lecture takes place in the auditorium of the Beaverton City Library, located at 12375 Southwest 5th Street in Beaverton. This lecture is free and refreshments will be provided. Seating is limited and registration required. To register or obtain additional information, please call 503-350-4097, 503-350-4097. Rose City Cop Watch will present an interactive workshop entitled How to Cop Watch, The Basics of Monitoring the Police. This happens this Saturday, June 17th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Augustana Lutheran Church. That address is 2710 Northeast 14th Avenue in Portland. This event is free and will teach you how to safely, legally, and effectively monitor and document police activity in your neighborhood. They will cover civil rights basics, practical observation techniques, why they cop watch, and staying safe. Rose City Cop Watch has been conducting successful community patrols in which members and volunteers document and record police-public interactions with the goals of reducing police violence, holding the police accountable when misconduct does occur, and serving as an example that they all have the right to demand accountability from the police. For more information about Saturday's workshop or Rose City Cop Watch in general, call 503-993-9464. That's 503-993-9464 or email info@rosecitycopwatch.org. On Sunday, June 18th, Books to Prisoners will host a benefit film showing and prisoner letter writing party from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Red and Black Cafe. That address is 2138 Southeast Division Street in Portland. Come learn about North American political prisoners from 4 to 6 p.m. and write a letter or a birthday card to one of them. Then watch and discuss Books Not Bars, a film about juvenile incarceration in this country. Following the movie, the band Rag and Bone Man will be playing live. A donation of $5 or a dictionary is requested. All proceeds go to Portland Books to Prisoners and Books to Oregon Prisoners. For more information, email pdxbookstoprisoners@riseup.net or visit the web at bookstooregonprisoners.org. This has been the Community Calendar for Thursday, June 15th. I'm Alicia Olson for KBOO, listener-sponsored community radio in Portland, Hood River, and Corvallis.
Press Watch will be on at a new time Thursday mornings, 30 minutes earlier at 9 o'clock. I'm Teresa Mitchell, inviting you to tune in at 9 a.m. Thursdays to examine all the stories that corporate media would rather spin or ignore. What's the latest on global warming, imperial wars, corporate-owned government, and the fascistization of the United States? Find out Thursdays at 9 here on KBOO, People-Powered Community Radio.
Sullivan Father's Day Special will be Friday, June 23rd, from 11 p.m. to midnight. W.S. Gilbert wrote the words and Sir Arthur Sullivan wrote the music for these satirical Victorian operettas. Tune in if you enjoy British humor, wordplay, twins switched at birth, pirates, and falsified beheadings. Anyone who supports marriages between men and fairies should definitely mark their calendars for Friday, June 23rd, because you won't want to miss the Gilbert and Sullivan Father's Day Special here on KBOO.